Well, we're on the other side at 5, well, not that long, but a little bit. Like I say, I'm trying this on this left channel, the stereo recorder. If it works, then I'll get this thing off today, or maybe tomorrow. I was going to send it off today, early this morning, but didn't quite make it. I played this over on this recorder. Well, I played it over when I taped the other time on this recorder through my amplifier and through. I got two good speakers, and Arvin Coleman's got two good speakers. He's my roommate. It sounds real great. Just sounds like, you know, me talking. Or sounds more like me talking than anything else. Well, I'm going to cut out here a minute and get a drink of water. I've talked so long my mouth is dry. Well, I wet my whisper here a little bit, and right now I'm talking over this thing, and I'm listening to myself at the same time, so I'm going to put it back on FM radio before I get a squeal back in this thing. Goodness gracious, blow your ears out a knot, huh? Yeah. Now, you can monitor what you're saying over this blooming thing while you're listening, and you got a switch here for FM, phono, AM, and auxiliary. So this tape recorder is plugged into auxiliary. Put it in auxiliary, and whatever I say over, whatever's going over this tape is going out to speakers. Put it in AM, you listen to AM radio. You put it on FM, you listen to FM radio. Well, I had the volume pretty loud, and it was just really screaming on out of there. I'm going to turn this thing up just a TT bit and see if I can keep a better sound or signal coming over this thing. We have a level meter. All it does is tell you if you're how you're modulating over the recording bit. It'll bounce up and down. I don't know if you have a meter on yours or not, but there's a safe range in here as long as you don't get over, I guess it's 100 decibels or something. I don't know why. Anyway, you can tell how loud you're recording. If you're over-modulating, you'll be pegging the red, and that's whenever you don't want to do that because you come booming out of the speaker. Well, I got a letter from Jim. Like I told you in my last letter that I wrote you, I wish you wouldn't mention what I said to you, to him, or to Becky Ann. If you do mention it, be sure she promises never to say anything to him about it. If you do, I'll never hear when he's ill or hurt or how his condition is. He wanted some boots, so I've got him some boots here, and I wrote him and told him what size I got him. And he hadn't told me if that's the right size or not. I hate to send them to him, and they don't fit the little stink. But I hate not to send them to him because he's about barefoot, he said, and the Navy shoes are killing his feet. I don't know if these jungle boots are going to help him or not. I suppose it will, though. I don't know. Well, I got a lot of time left on this doggone recorder, so I guess I'll just be sitting here trying to rattle off some. I hope to get to going R&R the first part of January. I think I'll have a standby R&R out of Da Nang. That's, I guess it's about 150 miles or so north of here. No, I guess further than that. I guess it's about 300 miles north of here. It takes a good 3 hours to fly up there. I've done it once. Actually, I flew back a ship we got up there. Don't remember the number. I think it's 092 or something. I don't like the country. It's pretty, but there's a lot of Charles up there. He sort of messes people up when he gets a chance. The day we left, they got martyred. Well, we left about 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon. That night, about 5 or 6, they killed several Americans and quite a few of the civilian population with martyrs up there. You know, one of them numbers. Well, today's been a pretty good day. Rained here. I was going to Quinon, but it's been mist and rain on and off, and the winds have been about 20, gusting to 30, sometimes up to 40 knots, and we just don't fly because we'd be out of this kind of weather because it's illegal to, for one thing. You'd think wind wouldn't have much to do with an aircraft, but you get caught crossways in this wind. You can lose it, and it's not that important. In fact, we've got three ships on the ground right now due test flights. One of the ones that I had should have been out 3 days ago, still not out. They tried a flight, and they called them back and told them to put it on the ground and forget about it. We still got ships coming in. We don't have the 17 ships for tomorrow, so I don't know what in the world we're going to do. I guess we're going to have to call off our commitment. I don't know. But people seem to think that we're the greatest thing. We'll get them out. I don't know about that. Well, I hope I get to make it home. And well, I should be on a plane leaving Vietnam the 5th of May. I don't really want to leave on that particular date. I'd rather leave around the 15th, where I'd have a little bit longer, you know, get home in time for sister's graduation, plus part of the vacation I can go see Jan. Ken Post needs East Texas, not interfere with schoolwork or anything, but I don't always get what I want. I haven't put in my extension papers yet, but I plan to. I plan to go to 25th Aviation Company at Plantation. It's VIP. All they fly is, I think they got about 6 American Generals and 2 Gook Generals. They got 8 Slicks. No, maybe they don't fly but 4 American Generals and 2 Gook Generals. A couple of Colonels and their Loaches, or we call them Cows, I think, 086. We got an O-21. It's about the same thing as a Queen Air. It's a turboprop aircraft, twin engine. Boy, that's a honey. I'd like to fly one sometime. It's real nice. They run right by you, you know, taxing. You never even hear them. The engine's running this day. You know, same engine, I guess, as we have in our helicopters, but they got a muffler system or something on them. I don't know. They're real cool little aircraft. I really like them. And, well, I guess that's about all I can say today. I'm about run out of talk. It's sort of funny just sitting here trying to rattle off and people looking at you. I know nobody with Arvin, I don't bother him much, but you know, it's not just like sitting there talking to you on the phone or something. I've tried to call a couple of times, hadn't had much success. They're not getting through, or it's too late or something. So I haven't gotten in quite a while. Hold it. I think I'll just stop here and see if I can think of something else later on. Well, it didn't work either. I was excuse me again. I played it back on. I didn't play it all back. I checked it on my recorder, and it worked real good. Hold your ears. I'm going to turn this thing up just a little bit louder. Seems like that recording level is sort of low on my tape recorder. I can hear it pretty good, but I don't know. Seems like turn the volume all the way up to even hear it. So if it blow you out this time, no sweat about it. You can turn the volume down. This recorder does real good. I think that probably my voice sounds better over this and my recorder. And look like I'm over-modulating here some of the time. It's sort of hard to hold your voice right where you want it, you know. It's a real good microphone he's got. I'm sitting about a minimum of 3 feet away from speakers. And I play this back through our setup here. I can hear what was playing at the time that I recorded. So, it's pretty cool. Well, that's about the news. I got a letter from Georgia here the other day, and she said that Candy, their dog, had got killed. And they were expecting exams pretty soon. She was glad school was all over, and Ford was too. Nadine don't write too much. Of course, I don't write her too much, neither. She's, I don't know. Maybe she's a little miffed at me or something. I wish y'all would go down, you know, take a tape or two with you and See if you could get them, you know, to tape record. And I still wished you would get this kind of tape that I'm buying. I buy this Ampex recording tape 351. It plays long enough, and that cheap stuff you're buying from Gibson's, it's just not worth a hoot. I'm not joking. It's always splashed, seems like, and sometimes when it's not splashed, you'll get recording tape, and it'll come down to a real thin edge, or till there's none there, and you sit there and talk, and you don't have any tape. You know, there's two different types of, or three different layers of tape on this recording tape. There's clear stuff, and you got the brown stuff that holds a recording. And sometimes all you have is just the white stuff, and it don't hold the voice at all. It's not magnetic. So, thought I might pass it on. Like, you notice that I get this good tape all the time, and I have no trouble with it. I guess I haven't had any trouble. Not to my knowledge, I haven't, because I usually play a portion or sometimes all of my tapes back. I've had real good luck with it. Like I say, get a better tape, you get a better recording. These things last a lifetime if you keep them. And I keep them clean and don't break them, mistreat them. They last a heck of a lot longer than a record. And they shouldn't lose any of their sensitivity at all. And if you do have a little trouble, clean your head. You should have got cleaning instructions with your recorder. And if you follow them to the T, you'll probably have a real good sound at all times and a good recording. Last tape y'all got, it was all fair, I guess. But I had a little trouble making out some of the things, especially Becky Jo. She must have told this thing too close to her mouth and talk very low, or she must hold it too far and scream into it, because I can hardly understand her even over this setup I've got it. I don't care if you know, you can hardly hear it on a regular tape recorder. I can put it on this thing. Put 190 watts on it, and if there's any sound at all, it's going to come off of it. I'm not joking. So, sort of a hint, you know. Maybe it does cost you 50, 60 cents more than a cheaper tape, but you get what you pay for. Always, that's what you do. Like a setup I've got here now, I've got two speakers, cost $79 apiece. That's $168. I've got a Fisher that I gave $364 for. So let's say, no, better. $360 and $170 is $530 here. Well, if I bought this in the States, I'd have $900 worth of equipment. And it's all name brand. I bought the best that Fisher had. Of course, they'll probably come out with something better in a year or so, maybe 3 or 4 years, but it's some of the better equipment. And we've got four speakers on it now, and it's not turned quite as low as it goes. It's got 10 places on it, and I've got it to the first notch. I can turn it up to 3. I can't stay in the room with all four speakers, or I can pull the plastic bags off of my speakers and turn it up to 5, and it drives you crazy. My speakers will only take 60 watts a piece, and I can put out something like 95 watts a channel. So I turn my volume up all the way. I can sit here and watch $170 just go right out in the middle of the floor, you know, stuff like that. So we have to be pretty careful with the volume control on this blooming thing. You can ruin your speakers. And FM station here. I guess you hear it in the background. We got all kind of music at night. They have a nice listening to music. And after lunch until 3 o'clock, they have country western. They used to have it from 3 until 6, and I spend my dinner hour listening to country western. Now they, from 3 until 6, they've got pop music. It's pretty good, but not quite my style, and I've got several albums. I've got one of the albums that I have at home with Jim Reeves. It's on tape, and it sounds much, much better. And I haven't decided yet to buy. I've decided to buy one, but I haven't decided to send my money off a recorder. I've got nearly the money to buy it. After this coming payday, I should have it. The one I want, I thought I wanted, had a place you could put tape, stereo tape for your car into it and play it. It was a recorder, but the one I think I want now is just a deck. It has no amplification capabilities. It just records the sound and then plays it back. And I think it also has a place for car stereo cartridges. You can play on your regular reels and record on your little cartridges or vice versa. Well, the anniversary's coming up, and I wish y'all a happy one. I'd like to get you something, but I don't know what to get you. So maybe this tape will suffice.